Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates Kenny
everybody. My name is Doug and I love mothers.
This is Doug Loves Mothers.
You guys know what's going on. You know what day it is. I'm so anal about arranging the chairs on this show because I want everybody in the audience to be able to see every guest, and there's some weird sight lines in here. So I apologize if anybody's missing anybody. You can listen to it later. It's still not know what they look like. Why did I? Like, if you murder somebody here, can you blame the altitude?
Yeah.
Like, is it a catch-all blame for everything?
Mexican.
We're coming to you once again from Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado. It's just not gonna be perfect. I have to live with it. Still keep trying to move things around. This is our third annual Mother's Day Doug Loves Movies here in Denver. Yeah. So show me your mother grabbing name tags, you guys. Let's see what you got. Oh boy. Never Let Me Down here in Denver. There's a BB Nate out there.
Yay!
And he used an 8 and an N for Nate. Very clever. Tommy Boy, Tony Boy, and it's on a t-shirt? I've never seen a t-shirt name tag before. What's this Lady and the Tramp thing with all the snacks on it? Stacy and the Tramp, you know dogs shouldn't eat chocolate? Come on, Stacy. Sparkman, your last name is Spark? Sparkman? Oh, it is. You changed your Ant-Man to Sparkman because that Sparkman is his name. The Gymitation Game, that's a good one. And also, it looks like you know who one of the other guests is. I don't know how that leaked. Justinator Genesis, very colorful and large. Good luck to you. What's that thing right there? Yeah, you know who you are. What's that thing with all the, like, looks? It looks like a something somebody would have had on their head yesterday at the Kentucky Derby. What is that?
It's a mask.
It's a mask? And then your name on top of it?
Eyes Wide Sean.
Eyes Wide Sean. And that's, see, the way the lighting is, I couldn't tell, but now I can see it. It's an Eyes Wide Shut kind of mask. And I'd like you to find someone to disrobe and wear it. Because that's all they wore in that movie. I see a weed theme one over there. That might work on one of my guests. Or two of them. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Thanks, you guys, for bringing those. Great job. Time for Doug plugs. Tickets are still available tonight for the Throw Mama from the Train Interruption out in Littleton at the Alamo Draft House. Who's going to that? Is some of you going? I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I just think it wasn't a fast seller because I think a lot of people are like, well, isn't that movie just funny enough? I mean, isn't it a funny movie? Or maybe it's old enough that people just don't even think of it as, like, you know what I mean? Something that they'd want to see. I should have been promoting it as Danny DeVito from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And Billy Crystal from Monsters, Inc. All right, Monsters University. Yay! So, I love that. A separate yay for Monsters University. And I think there's also there's tickets left for that tonight if you want to run over there like we're going to do after my alley sesh tonight. And then, you know, we could smoke outside that place too. And then there's some tickets left for Getting Doug with High tomorrow night at the Oriental Theater. I knew some of you were going to that. That's a lot more popular than the Throw Mama from the Train Interruption. Boise, Idaho, I'll be doing Douglas Movies there for the first time next Sunday, May 15th at 4:20. The next DLM in Los Angeles is Monday, May 16th at UCB on Sunset. Oh, you guys, it's ridiculous. I got shows coming up in St. Louis, Boston, New York City, Bloomington, Indiana. We're breaking away with shot. Atlanta, Minneapolis, where Purple Rain was shot, and more. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna challenge my audience to take a dip in Lake Minnetonka. All right, so Apollonia takes all of her clothes. He says, you gotta purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. So I watched this movie 5 times the weekend after he passed. And I know, it was sad, but it felt good. Like, it felt better than a funeral, just watching that awesome movie over and over again. But one scene I didn't like, I like it because Apollonia has to take her clothes off, but he says you gotta, soak yourself in Lake Minnetonka. And so she's like, all right, like, okay, that seems like a ritual I have to do. But then why does she have to strip down all the way? Like, she can wear her panties, but the bra can't get wet? Will she have a special don't get it wet bra? Was her bra made of gremlins? So she gets those boobies out, and I don't know why I'm complaining about it. And she jumps into Lake Minnetonka, or so she thinks, because then when she gets out, after a couple of seconds, it's no big deal. He's all, that's not Lake Minnetonka. And she's like, oh, you? Well, shouldn't she be mad at him in the first place for insisting she jump in a cold lake for no reason? No matter which one it is? It's just me. I got a couple more. Oh, and more. DouglasMovies.com to learn about all of my movements. That's right. I go on there every day with pictures of my stool. My stools. From the corrections department, the Ethan Hawke movies are called Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and After Midnight. For those of you that care. Let's check out the prize bag, you guys. It, I dare say, might be one of the best prize bags we've ever had. Because, first of all, these beauties. They gave it to me in my hotel. You may or may not know that I'm off sugar, so I'm not eating heinous anus cookies. And I'm also not giving their real name a plug. I'm also not plugging this, but it's an awesome tiny tank top. It's got some booze on it. That's not a sponsor of the show. I'm tired of these free ride ers. A plastic bowl from a company I've mentioned plenty of times. This is really neat. It's a grinder from when I saw the band Dirty Heads at the Fillmore out in Silver Spring, Maryland. And it even says the date of the show, it sold out. And it's like, I kept one for the... Because this is what happened. There was a bunch of them backstage. And they were like, you guys can have one if you want. Or they just pointed them out to us. Maybe they didn't even say we could have one. But... But the band didn't. I don't think they left with any of them. They seemed to not care. So me and Trey Gallion, we scooped some up and put them in prize bags. And one of them is now on the set of Getting Dug with High. So that's in the bag today. And a guidebook, Eat, Shop, Play, and Stay map and directory of downtown Denver. I don't know. Some of you guys come, you know, make a weekend of it, so maybe you want to go see some shit. I don't know. But also, the next time, you can make a night of it, because this is a certificate from our friends at Bud and Breakfast. Yeah, one night stay in a hotel that is 100% smoke allowed. I hope that piece of information was correct. What if there's like a couple non-smoking rooms? We still could sell those. Yeah, it expires at the end 12/30/2016, so you're in good shape. Let me reread it just to make sure we're not all too excited. Oh yeah, I should have read this. It says you can sit around the lobby for an hour. I don't even know if they have a lobby. No, it's one night stay at Denver's best Bud and Breakfast, called Bud and Breakfast. And I can't dispute the best claim because I haven't been to any. They offered to let me go there, but it doesn't appeal to me. I'd rather stay in a hotel that doesn't allow you to smoke and see if you can get away with it. And two VHSs from my personal collection. When my bag goes through the x-ray on these longer trips that I go on, I wonder if they're just like, is this guy a VHS smuggler? We got an episode of Felicity called Things Change, so that's probably the fucking haircut episode. The haircut that rocked the world. And then Buffy the Vampire Slayer always gets a round of applause. Only one of you is going to win, and you're not going to have a machine to play this in. And the episode is called The Initiative. Yeah, sounds like someone's going to take charge. All of that is in the prize. But wait! Another one of these rubber pipes! Because you guys... You need your sneaky pipes here in Colorado. Very important to be stealthy here. But it is pretty nice. It's all made out of all rubber except for a little metal in the bowl, and it gets the job done. And I've been using mine quite a bit when I'm too lazy to make an apple. All right, that's really it, but really quickly, a seed from... I almost forgot what it's called. American Beauty. Come back here, you little star. Please give a big warm welcome to my guests today, Gabe Dillon, Sean Jordan, and Jeff Tate. return guests to the show, you guys. These are some veterans. Let's start with, you know him as the magic man on Getting Doug with High. Gabe Dillon is here, everybody. Probably, it's your second time on the show. You were in on an episode of Cobbs in San Francisco.
That's correct.
Yeah, and then you're here now. And you've probably watched every episode being taped in L.A. except for one or two.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you see, he's that's how we became friends, is he would not stop coming to every show. Yeah. And we'd get high after or before or both. And he would do magic tricks for the other comedians, and I would turn away. And then that's when I got the great idea for doing magic for people who are stoned.
And now we're here.
Yeah, that's the whole story. Thanks for coming, Gabe. Speaking of getting Doug with High, what'd you bring for the prize bag, buddy?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Do you have to open it up, or can we just tell him?
Well, I'm going to save that for last.
Okay.
I brought this, a fancy deck of cards there.
Don't just... You can hand the things to me. You don't just throw them on the floor.
I brought a finger
hand. I don't know
hand.
How... I'm not... People love the tiny finger hand.
Can I hand this to you?
So creepy. What is that?
It's so creepy. You could just have five fingers on one finger. Take that six finger, Tim, wherever you are. There he is. He was tweeting.
Six finger Tim here?
Yeah, he's got six fingers on each hand. He was the winner of the prize bag on the first Doug Loves Movies on Mother's Day here at Comedy Works.
Six fingers on your hand?
Yeah, and he thought...
What? My name is Inigo Montoya.
I'm pretty sure you are the one who killed my father.
Jeff, your father's still alive, and I'm introducing you last. Gabe, what else you got?
I brought a Honey Farm vape battery and cartridge.
Yeah! Oh, and something else, too, but we decided not to talk about that. And what else do you have for us? He's tearing open into some bubble wrap because he traveled safely with it from Los Angeles to Colorado.
If you had 11 fingers, that'd be a little easier to do, I think.
LAX to DEN. They're not, the six finger's not the most useful. Like, what do you do with it, Tim?
Magic
tricks, really?
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, now I've got an extra finger?
Long trick.
You could probably clean up on guess how many fingers I'm holding up. Ain't nobody guessing 12.
I don't think he's got 12 fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. Egg on my face.
Right. Also, even if he didn't have 12 fingers, what still I said no still stands. No one's gonna guess 12.
Well, you have an extra one on each hand, though, right? But you're saying thumbs don't count as fingers? Yeah, so then you have 12.
Yeah.
Right, no, I was wrong.
Oh.
I was wrong. I'm this guy right here, I was wrong. It was me.
Tim's like, I know how many fingers I have.
You're not gonna believe me, but I do know the answer.
Oh man.
Anyway, what's in the thing? What's in the bubble wrap? It's
mug.
A Getting Doug with High mug. But special edition. To, how many did Chameleon make? Like maybe five or six? Six of them?
Yeah.
So there's only six of these.
Holy shit.
And it's got my logo on it. Do you smoke weed, Tim? Do you?
No.
Yeah, he's...
Did you bring your mom again?
No, she says hi, though.
Oh, she says hi. He made her sit through it one time. That had to be weird. She seemed very nice though. But also I seem to recall that you're not a weed smoker.
No.
Okay. Because I was gonna fucking give this to you right now. But if you're not gonna smoke weed out of it, that's silly. No, I don't care about your friends, Tim. I don't even want to try to count the number of friends you have on one hand. And also, the tiny fingers thing is white, so it would really freak people out if you had it on one hand. If you had a six finger that had five white fingers coming out of it. Do you like Famous Amos cookies?
I love Famous Amos.
Okay, you can have that then. I guess good catch isn't really much of a compliment. All right, so thank you, Gabe, for bringing all that stuff. What I tell you about this being a great bag, though, that's some really good contributions. And let's give a big warm welcome to Sean Jordan, everybody.
Yo!
12th time on the show, first time in Denver.
It's my 12th time?
I thought that sounded about right.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't that feel about right? You could have just gone with it.
I'm desperately trying to change the subject, so.
Are we gonna do, is everything
it's,
we
it's
do
lucky
today?
Number 13, we're gonna say. That's, unless your dick counts as a finger, then.
Are we only doing things by division?
No, we're not.
To not be.
I did not. That never entered my brain. I just thought it felt like he'd been on about 12
yeah,
times.
About 12 times.
And I almost said 13, but I was like, why do we want to get into unlucky numbers?
Hmm? I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so that was my process there. And you've been on a bunch.
Yeah.
And have you played in Denver much as a stand-up comedian? I know you were a phenom in Portland.
I've been here. I was here for a festival last year, a couple years in a row, and then I did a show here in like August. So yeah, I've been around a little
you
bit.
You did pretty good?
I know Denver.
Because this lady's walking out already.
Illegal peace. She's probably on her way to
had it with your
peace.
Bullshit.
Huh? Illegal Pete's, local reference? Look me in the eye, dickweed. Yeah.
Sean, I never understand your local references. I did meet Tony, though.
Oh, stop. No, no, no.
No, no.
What do you got for the bag, man?
Thank you. I have a...
He always brings snacks.
Yeah.
Movie snacks.
Bunch of Sour Patch Kids.
Let's not repeat the mistakes Gabe made.
I got some rips, because, you know, it's like a term for smoking weed. I get it. So I got some rips. See, you rip a bowl, you see. Okay. So that's why that's funny. I got a clown nose that I found at the grocery store. Yeah, it's like a little clown nose. I got a Denver sticker, a Broncos sticker, a coupon for a free oil change, some emergency, a trading card. It was like a YoMTV Raps trading card, one of those things. And then I have a sticker that says Dank Nugs, because people that smoke weed say Dank Nugs. And then a copy of Baby Mama, because they don't really sell DVDs anywhere anymore. So this is the closest I could get to a Mother's Day sort of digital video disc.
It's got the word Mama in it.
It's got the word Mama in it, Playboy, so there it is.
All right, let's say hello to Jeff Tate, everybody.
Hello, I believe this is my 66th appearance.
Tim agrees.
I have no idea. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
The audience had a nice momentum there for a second, and then as a group, just stopped. They all took a breath at the same time because there's no oxygen in Denver.
No, there's no helium.
Right. That's true.
But they should build... No, I shouldn't say that because I like Comedy Works. What do you got in the... What do you got for us, Jeff?
I got a copy of my new album, Again.
Yeah!
We know that you always bring one, but what's it called?
It's called Again.
Okay.
And honestly, I thought about that who's on first thing that was going to happen every time when I named it, and then I thought, that probably won't happen. And it does. Every time. It's good, though.
It happened again?
Yeah, it happened again. It's good. It debuted at number 5 on the Billboard charts. Billboard. I don't know what that means. Did you guys know Billboard was still a thing? They emailed me, congratulations, you're number 5. And I was like, oh, congratulations, you're still around. And I brought up my new, this is a new shirt that I got for sale. It's pretty cool. This one's a small one, so if this will fit you, you have a better chance of me picking your name tag.
That is the best reaction to a shirt I've seen. It just says your name on it.
Yeah, well, people love me in Denver. You hear that? Whoever books this club? You listening?
Those people aren't here right now.
No. It's good. You can get those on through my website, justanotherclown.com, and it's just a click through to Zipzu Apparel. And if you buy it, all the money I make off of it goes to speakersilence.org. So go buy that shirt. Get a cool fucking shirt and help some people.
All the money you make off of it?
All the money I make off the shirts that they sell on that website, yeah. All the stuff I sell, like when I sell CDs and stuff, I keep that money. And then, but then the t-shirts, because I don't do anything for those shirts. This is just a guy that was like, I want to make some shirts. So I said yes, but then the money goes to these other people.
Yeah, I think you're going to sell a lot more shirts. You should have made the CDs for charity. Did you hear the difference in the reaction between the shirt and the CD?
I can tell you this, that shirt's been available for a couple of weeks, and it didn't even crack the top 40.
Oh, Billboard is tracking shirts now?
Billboard is just counting anything that can be counted, hoping to stay in business.
Just sending out a lot of congratulatory emails. Yeah.
You have the number 5 selling debut shirt of the week.
I bet your CD is great, Jeff.
It's fantastic.
No, I bet you both things are going to sell really well, and that's super generous of you to give so much to an important charity.
Yep.
There, I said it.
Yeah.
All of that is in the prize bag tonight.
Yeah. Very valuable.
Incredible prize bag, you guys.
Oh, can I mention something about that charity? Just real quick. No. This is...
I put such a nice button on it.
No, I know, but this isn't even... Listen, just listen to this. The guy that runs that charity emailed me like 2 weeks ago. And an anonymous donor that just put DLM in the memo part gave him $2,500. So whoever did that, thank you to whoever did that. That's fucking pretty rad. So yeah, there you go. There's a second button. Only 4 more till Tim gets involved. This is the kind of comedy I do. I paint myself into a corner and hope I can bail myself out.
Yeah, none of us are helping you right now.
You're just doing stand-up right now. So.
I'm panicking. I've already switched to my emergency chute.
Let's talk movies for a moment. What was the last movie you saw, Gabe?
Captain America, Civil War.
When you bought your ticket, did you say what I said?
What'd you say?
I'd like one for Captain America Swivel Doors.
Oddly enough, I did, yeah.
Yeah, and they just gave it to me.
Captain America's sliding doors would be a hilarious where Chris Evans...
It's swivel doors. Sliding does not right sound down. Like civil.
It does kind of sound like swivel, though.
Doesn't sound a thing like swivel. Sliding?
They both have S's and L's in them.
You're right. I see where you're going.
Oh, S's and L's, they haunt me. So, if I could quote Rob Schneider's daughter. Did you like that movie, Gabe?
Had a lot of superheroes in it.
It sure did. Probably more than any other movie since Mystery Men.
Yeah. I enjoyed it though, yeah, it was solid.
It's really fun. I think, like, I measured it, I compared it to Batman vs. Superman, which is...
That's not good.
No, I mean, like, I was able to get even more closure with Batman v. Superman to find out that somebody else could make a movie with the exact same fucking conflict and have superheroes work it out in a way that's really fun and interesting to watch.
Yeah.
And like, there's a couple of scenes, like, when I watch Civil Wars over and over again, Civil War, One War, when I watch it over and over again on cable, there are certain scenes where I'll know that I could go to the bathroom or, you know, whatever it is I have to do away from the television. And, you know, in the case of Batman v Superman, that's most of that movie. Like, I just want a cut of the action scenes, and then I don't want to see any of it ever again. But,
you know, there's an app, like Run Pee or something, where it, like,
right,
it tells
you
best
when you can
best.
Go pee. Uh-uh. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome, Buck.
I know already now, because I've seen the film.
I'm just saying for future reference, if you don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, but I don't do that during movies I haven't seen before. I sit through every goddamn minute. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Yes.
I watched all of Batman vs. Superman, but Jeff took a convenient break for himself. Because he's a nicotine addict.
I haven't even seen it, and I'm going to spend the whole time in the bathroom.
Honestly, Doug, if I had never smoked cigarettes before in my life, I would have started just to leave that movie. Now, are you telling me that in this Civil War movie, they did not figure out that Iron Man and Captain America's moms had the same name? That didn't happen? That was only in the Batman one? They're like, Martha?
Yeah, it's only in the Batman one. But there's, I think they made some memes of it, making fun of that. But, yeah, that doesn't happen. It's more of an actual discussion of whether or not the collateral damage caused by superheroes is worth having superheroes. Which, of course, it's worth having superheroes. It's a fucking ridiculous argument. But they write it in a way where you go, oh, I can see where Iron Man, notorious nut job, suddenly gets in line with what the government wants him to do. The movie works out fine, and they really do a good job of writing all their motivations, but isn't it Captain America the one that would just be like, I'll do what the government wants, and fucking rich man Tony Stark would say, no, I'm going to do what I want to do? Just that they swap that, and it still works, means that Marvel's so much better at making movies than DC. It's got plenty of brooding, it's got plenty of sad parts, but it's also got a lot of funny things and just great scenes of 12. 12. I don't know how many fingers that would be, but superheroes going at each other. And they, you know, they're really trying to hurt each other, so it's pretty fun. Kind of weird, though, that it's also like the first time almost all the Avengers are in one movie together and they're already having this big fight with each other. Like, I guess that's cool. I guess it's better than seeing a million more origin movies.
Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of egos.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean, what was the last movie you saw?
I went to Keanu the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's good.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Key and Peele, you can't go wrong with those guys.
Yeah, you cannot. It's dope.
Yeah,
I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I got to. It was my first movie that I went to in Los Angeles, so I was pretty excited to find my local movie theater. Oh. It was fun.
Which one was it?
Yeah. It's in Pasadena, but it's got like a Pink Dot or Pinkberry. What is it? The ice cream place?
Pinkberry.
Yeah, and it's got a Buffalo Wild Wings right there. It's like a
That's
fucking
That's how
mall.
You judge movie theaters?
Yeah.
Oh,
all the,
wow.
All the dank shit around. I'm like, well, this is a dope movie theater, so I think I'll go there frequently.
So you found one just like where you're from in Sioux Falls?
It was like, best city in the world. Thanks for bringing it up. Yeah.
Voted. Yeah, 0 years in a row. Best city in the world. Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
God's angel.
That's a big competition, Jeff.
Yeah,
all the cities in the world.
Yeah, they were number one on Billboard's best cities.
It might not be number one. It might not be the number one city in the county that it's in.
I don't know how much longer you guys think that I'm just gonna let this ride, but it's. I got a Sturgis shirt on, Playboy.
My shirt says Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah!
You want to let the audience vote, Sean? We all know who wins.
I enjoy Tribe Called Quest.
What are you doing with movies, Jeff? You see any?
There were two hotly anticipated movie releases this weekend that I'm sure everyone is well aware of, and all of you probably saw. One is called Term Life. It
what?
Stars Vince Vaughn and Haley Steinfeld.
It's a real thing?
Yep. It's just like the movie 3 Days to Kill. Only Vince Vaughn is the old guy. And Haley Steinfeld is the same girl from that movie, but that's his daughter that he doesn't really see a lot. But then Vince Vaughn is about to get killed by some dudes. So he goes and gets a life insurance policy, hence the title. And it doesn't kick in for 21 days. And so the synopsis says he's got to last 21 days without getting killed so his daughter can get that insurance. I was like, this sounds dope.
It does.
Then he goes
sounds fun.
And gets the insurance policy, and that is the very last mention of the insurance policy. They named the whole movie after that one scene, and then the rest of the movie takes like 2 days, and it's just, he pushes his hair forward, like when Dwight tried to look cool on The Office. 4 stars, super
that's
fun.
That's like his disguise or something? Like that's then, what he does for a disguise or something?
So no, no, that's just how he is the whole time. All
right.
Just from the very beginning, he's got his hair pushed forward, so people are like, what are you, 27? You look pretty cool, old man.
And you have a second movie to tell us about?
Yeah, the second one.
I don't even know
called,
if you actually watched that movie, because you didn't even say you watched it. You just gave us a synopsis.
Oh, no, I watched it. I did watch it.
Yeah, you watched enough of it to ruin it for everybody. They might have brought up the insurance policy again.
Yeah, maybe they do. I don't know. I'm not the most detail-oriented fella. So there's a chance at the end or something where they just mention it, or I might not even know what I'm talking about.
It might even have a different name.
It's definitely called
maybe
Term Life.
Maybe the words Term Life just came up on the screen early on in the film to describe what was happening. Or something.
Or something.
No.
Why wouldn't they call it death certificate?
They should have called it anything else. Like, it was not a bad movie. John Favreau's in it. They do some, it's clear that he's
doing
some
improv. Those guys are buddies.
Yeah. The guy that plays
Mike. Did he show up?
No. No.
All right, Jeff, tell us about this other movie, but do it quickly.
Okay, this other movie is.
Don't tell us so much and so little at the same time.
That's not my fault. That's the movie's fault. They fucked up. I think DC made it. The second movie is called Mr. Right, and it stars...
Is it a DC movie about a superhero called The Actuary?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
The next movie is called Mr. Right, and it stars Sam Rockwell and Anna Kendrick.
I know. When I saw that, I wanted to see it, but it's kind of shady how it's being released.
Yeah, well,
it feels like it might not be good.
I'm not gonna say anything other than the fact that I think it's fucking super fun. Like, I'm just gonna tell you that those two people are in it. They're very. It's
two
neat.
Of the most engaging people you could want in a movie.
Yeah. It's got a very.
One knows how to dance. One knows how to sing.
Yeah. Oh man, it's. I like it.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I say yes, yes to that one.
It's called Mr.
Right.
Mr. Right. R-I-G-H-T.
Yep.
All right.
It's a romantic comedy.
I'm in. You could have said that before the title, and I would have been like, I'm in. I'll watch it.
Sean likes his rom-coms.
I love romantic comedies.
Yeah. And Netflix just put Running Down a Dream, the Tom Petty documentary, streaming, so.
It's almost like you don't understand the question.
I also just watched that. It's a movie.
I watched a basketball game.
Jeff, tell us about everything you've done since the last time we saw you.
I got a haircut today.
I could tell when you didn't have. I could tell because you didn't have anything to push forward when you were talking about Vince Vaughn pushing it forward. But I do have to say, push it forward is my favorite Kevin Spacey movie. All right, we got games to play and we got name tags to pick. Let the games begin. Gentlemen, you got a lot of options. Go pick somebody. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you by our fiends at Shudder. Shudder is a new kind of streaming video service devoted to the best horror movies available from around the world. Created by horror fans and handpicked by experts, uncut and commercial-free for only $4.99 a month. Shudder's selection is organized by both monster and subgenre, so there's something for every horror fan to enjoy. You can search for zombies, vampires, ghosts, slashers, thrillers, or horror comedy. Available on the web, iOS, Android, Apple TV, Roku, and Chromecast. This month, Shudder's making May scarier with Movie Mayhem. Get it? New films are being added every weekday in May from horror hits like We Are Still Here and Mexico Barbaro to older classics like Zombie, Night of the Demons, and Society. Not sure what to watch? Check out Shudder.tv, a 24/7 program playlist of horror updated with a new theme every single week. One movie that's on Shudder right now is The Innkeepers, directed by past and future Douglas Movies guest Ty West, and also featuring some people who have been on Douglas Movies named Pat Healy and Sarah Paxton. They are great in it. It's really creepy. Doug digs it. Go to Shudder.com and start watching the best horror available today. When you decide to sign up for Shudder, make sure to use the promo code Doug to get a free month and to show your support for Doug Lowe's Movies. Get your screams on demand with Shudder.com. That's Shudder.com. Promo code Doug. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Good job, everybody. Some mini donuts just made their way to the stage. So if there's time later, maybe we'll throw some of those around.
Oh, Doug.
Some bigger donuts just made it.
I've never done that.
I want to stomp on that big pink box so bad. That's a terrible sentence out of context. Give to, what's your charity again? Jeff, you should mention it every time.
Speaker Silence. SpeakerSilence.org. Nonprofit provides pro bono counseling to the grown-up survivors of child sex abuse.
There you go.
I thought it was more of a domestic violence thing, but that's great too. I mean, oh. Those things aren't great. Those things aren't great, you guys. We're raising money to stop them. Who are you playing for, Gabe?
Croco Kyle Dundee.
Croco Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's me and Jeff. Kyle.
Yeah, I'm Crocodile Dundee, and Jeff is Linda Karozinski or whatever her name was. Wow, and he looks, Jeff, you look good. You got like a Patrick Swayze mixed with, let's go ahead and say, Kelly Lynch. It's like Roadhouse was just one character.
And I like the subtle use of
German.
So
like that's their kid after they fucked? And
Roadhouse. Look at how beautiful you look.
I'm gorgeous.
Great job, Gabe. Who are you playing for, Sean?
Jesse, the kid, the one person in here with a skateboard. So I apologize. It's actually not that good of a name take, Jesse. Step your game up. But you did have a skateboard, so I'm sold. But yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Gleaming the Jesse is what it is. Yeah. Skateboard movie, Gleaming the Cube.
So in the future, if you think Sean might be a guest, bring a skateboard. And if he's not, it's very unlikely you'll get picked. He is the skateboard guy. I was going to ask you today, but we were running tight on time, but maybe you have a fast answer.
9 inches.
There's a movie about skateboarding called 9 inches?
It's a movie of sorts. No,
what's your favorite skateboarding movie?
Gleaming the Cube's like the only one that got even close to getting it right. Like, there's been like 6 skateboard movies, like Grind and Street Dreams, and they're fucking horrible. I don't, like, nobody can actually handle a skateboard movie and make it right. It's insane to
me. Some people can't handle a fast answer.
Wait, were you talking
to... No, that was very inclusive, though.
Were you talking to Jeff?
I was just talking across you guys. Because, for one, I'm sick of Gabe's nonstop chatter.
I'm sorry.
Who put a nickel in you, Gabe, huh?
Wow, it's cheap to get him going. Only costs a nickel. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
Inside Aubrey Davis. There you go. How
did this one catch your eye? Because there's a lot of good.
It's the best name tag I've ever seen. And
it's on the smaller size. It's like a wallet size.
Yeah. Well, it was the girl holding it up. The shirt I brought would fit her. And I didn't think it would be fair. Like, I wanted to play for someone who could use that shirt.
Her name again? Becky?
Aubrey.
Hey, Aubrey, where you at? You here?
I'm right here.
Aubrey Graham?
Are you
Drake?
Sad about the scrutiny at this point? You really think that tiny shirt you brought?
Yeah.
Because I brought a really tiny one. Like, yeah.
I think mine's an extra small. Do they get smaller than that? Did you go to the Baby Gap for your shirt?
You can always throw another X before it, and it's going to be smaller.
All right, buddy.
I will give you $1,000 if you do a kickflip right now.
What are you saying? No, $1,000. Stop. What's happening? He's not going to do the thing. No, you're not going to give him $1,000. You're just saying things now.
That's what a podcast is.
That would be very dangerous. You're right, a podcast is saying things, but things with intent and follow through. I can't imagine you owing him $1,000.
Me either.
But let's go back further, or him accomplishing this trick that you want him to do without hurting himself.
Will you give me $500 if I try?
I don't have it. I was lying. I don't have any money. That's my fault. I didn't think that bit would take off like it did, so.
So, Aubrey, are you single?
I am.
She is. All right, good choice, Jeff.
Yes! Finally.
Yeah.
The first 65 times I was on the show, I would pick a pretty lady's name tag, and then, pow, her husband wants to talk after the show. And...
You're going to love Bruce. Wait to meet him. It's going to be fun. He's a good guy.
You remind me of him. That happens a lot, too. Oh, great. So you're just saying I'm a little late.
You want to play a game?
Yeah, I'd love to.
This is something that I've been tinkering with, and I think it might be in a place where it's worth doing from time to time. It's called Purple Rain Man. And... You guys just jump in with your answers, you know, as you think of what the answer might be. I'm going to name the third billed person from two different movies that the two titles could mash up as to one title, build a title style. Then if you don't say the right answer, I'll say the second billed people. And then the first top billed people should give it away. But you never know with these things. It's not an easy game. It's just between the guys on stage. Here we go. Third billed in this mashup movie are Jo Beth Williams and Rona Mitra. I told you this shit was not going to be easy. No guesses?
If I guess, can I come back in?
You can keep guessing. That's why I said just a few seconds ago, guess as many times as you want.
Is it Parrot Hoodwinked?
What?
Is it Parrot Hoodwinked?
Parrot Hoodwinked? No,
Parrot's
but
hood.
I like
Parrot
Hoodwinked.
Yeah.
No. Neither one of those were in either of those movies. But it's a good mashup, Jeff.
I just thought of the titles. I don't know who those ladies are.
Here's your next pair. The second billed person in these movies are Estelle Getty and Michael Pena.
Currently starring in a
Bud Light campaign. Yes.
Stop her, my mom will shoot her.
That's correct. And of course, because it's Mother's Day, is why I picked Shooter. Good job, Jeff. You win nothing except the opportunity to go first in the next game. Which is something that I like to call, whose tagline is it anyway? I will read the name or the tagline from a motion picture. Jeff gets first dibs at guessing it. Then we'll go to Sean, then to Gabe, and around and around. Don't worry too much about getting the right answer. Just say whatever comes into your mind, Jeff.
Were you wiping nothing off your pants?
No, there was like a beard hair or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just it looked like you were just like, that's almost like somebody like going like this, you know, before a competition, like you're just getting ready to compete.
Let me just dust off my motherfucking lap real quick. Get this fucking game going.
I got all the answers written on my legs, and they got covered in crumbs.
For those who might be wondering, the leads in Stop Right, My Mom Will Shoot Her are Sylvester Stallone and Mark Wahlberg. All right, here we go. Jeff.
Yes.
What movie has the tagline, "She will rock your world"?
Somebody out there goes, "Oh my God."
Yeah. Some reactions, I don't know what's going on there. Like, if you know what movie it is, you'd go, oh my God.
Is it Ricky and the Flash?
No, that's a great guess, though. So don't guess that, Sean. She will rock your world.
Missed Doubtfire?
That's correct.
The only reason it took so long is I had to go over all my tattoos of dialogue that I have on my lower back. One of those. Missed out by.
Oh, they actually say that in the movie?
I don't know. I was kidding.
All right. Gabe gets to go first on this next one. Gabe, what movie has the tagline, "Nothing is inconceivable"?
Princess
Oh
Bride.
My God.
Did you say Princess Bride? I didn't say inconceivable. But good guess. Jeff?
Junior.
That's correct. Sean?
Yes?
Owen asked his friend Larry for a small favor. ..
Well, that's a bummer because I don't know the characters Owen and Larry from any particular movie. So I will not.
You never saw When Owen Met Larry?
Classic.
You can kind of make the word crown say Owen, so maybe it's Larry Crown.
Independence Day.
Yep.
No.
It's not Gabe. Independence Day?
Nope. Gabe, what do you think it is?
Independence Day 2.
Full title.
Are you whispering trying to sound like Gabe? Because Gabe is the magic whisperer. What is it, Gabe?
No, I have no idea.
Owen asked his friend Larry for a favor?
I don't know any movies with those characters.
Okay, Jeff?
I do.
What is it, Jeff?
Throw Mama from the Train.
That's correct. Okay, Sean, this one's for you. Come celebrate the mother of all holidays.
Mother's Day?
That's correct.
Get your head off the wall. Were you? That was too easy?
No, that's...
See, so Mrs. Doubtfire we did a couple years ago, and then last year we did Junior, and this tonight we're interrupting Throw Mama from the Train, and next year I definitely want to do Mother's Day. One more, though, starting with Gabe. This is a great one. No actual mothers were harmed during the making of this motion picture.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, seems like that might be the way to go. Do you want to guess Mother's Day?
Yeah, sure.
Incorrect, Jeff.
What to expect when you're expecting?
No. That's a little too... I don't know. Sean?
I heard that they're making an Independence Day 3, so, but can I say that? It's not out yet, it's just announced. I live in LA now, so I hear about
it. It comes out in...
It's got a funny tagline, because it was a pretty funny movie that Albert Brooks made with Debbie Reynolds, called Mother. It was just Mother.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you guys, let's get fucking serious now. Yeah, those games were fun, but it's time to... wait, I got one more. Who was the last one to go?
I was.
Sean,
I was.
Okay, start with Gabe. One more tagline. What? Meet the biggest mother of them all.
Oh, Big Mama's House, dude.
It's not your turn, Gabe.
Oh, shit. I thought... if that's right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean... I hate it
Did
when people do that.
Did you say two, though?
Big Mama's Day 3, Independence Day, the watching... It's when her kids emancipated
themselves. That's where they're going to reteam Will Smith and Martin Lawrence is in Independence Mama's Day hybrid.
Welcome to Easter, bitch.
Yeah. Mama's house.
You got it. You got it.
Gabe, what's your guess?
Big Mama's house.
No. Jeff.
The biggest mother of them all?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know, man. Jurassic World?
Sean?
I don't know.
It's a movie I interrupted a long time ago, but would be great to do on Mother's Day because it's so bonkers. A movie called Mommy Dearest.
Whoa! That's like a horror movie,
which
right?
is like a drama that's not supposed to be funny most of the time. Maybe once or twice there's supposed to be a funny line, like when she's like, "Don't fuck with me, fellas," at the boardroom. But when she's beating her child at home, it's not so hilarious. And then her mother, I think the little girl calls her mom the C word at one point. Like, it's crazy.
She calls her a coward?
Yeah. She says, you cuntly coward. Yeah, so that movie's nuts, but I already interrupted it a few years back. Oh, that's what I was going to say, though. The studio knew they had a crazy movie on their hands, and so that's why the ad said, it's the biggest mother of them all. Like, isn't it crazy how this woman was terrible to her child, and then she wrote a book about it, and now we made a movie?
Totally.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Let's play Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Looking around for my phone to make sure we're good on time. Oh, we're fantastic on time.
Woo!
Yeah.
More.
Do more!
Oh, shit. What? Oh, shit. All we right. Gotta do more, Doug.
All right.
Make those people that are going to see the movie Interruption wait. Sure. No, I don't know what the deal is with this club tonight. Do they have another show tonight? Or can we just rage? Because it is the audience's decision.
Don't you dare threaten me with a good time. I'll rage all night. I was up till 4 last night, homeboy. Let's
have a sit-in.
In the morning?
In the morning.
No way!
In the morning, dog.
Holy shit!
I called Mom. She was cool with it.
What?
Mom, I'm up.
All sanctioned? Right. You were sanctioned?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, she's man. Like, get buck. Go get as buck as you want. So I did.
Jesus, man.
Till 4 in the a.m. The hour of our Lord. All right, let's go.
Jason and Deb's IMDb game is a game you're going to be playing until someone gets 5 points. If you buzz in and get the wrong name, you buzz in with your own name. But if you say the wrong answer, then you get a negative point. So you don't want to jump in too early because this gentleman over here is allergic to negative points. It's that time of year. If you got that allergy... Because I'm tight. Yeah, I think that's... Or if we run out of time is the other way this game ends.
Which is... Thank God. Thank God there's two ways.
It's been both ways a couple times. But, you know, I think you guys will get to 5 points with this game that I've set up. So, again, this is just... you know, say your own name when you're buzzing in as a buzz in, and this is for all the marbles. So whoever wins is gonna get, or should I say ball bearings, because there's a skateboard.
You could say that.
It's all ball bearings these days.
Does Sean get to keep the skateboard, Jesse?
No.
No.
His answer was he has to get home. He said, no, I gotta get home.
Oh, there's things in this bag that'll get you home. I should have put get you home in quotes, though.
Yes, I'm gonna keep
it. It'll take you there. Is it a good board? Do you like it?
It's terrible. Look how chipped up it is. Look at that. I should buy you a new board, Jesse.
Oh, you make a lot of offers that your butt can't cash.
I don't know why I do. He definitely can, because this board done a few kickflips before. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, we don't want to...
Watch your Jesse piping up. You know I can.
No kickflips in here.
All right.
I got a note.
All right.
I don't know about the club, but I personally have a no kickflips policy. I don't like show-offs. All right, I'm going to say... The first of four movies that this person was involved with in some way. Sometimes it's a TV show, but it's mostly movies. Here we go. Who was in Forrest Gump? Lincoln?
Jeff.
Who is it, Jeff?
Sally Field.
That's correct.
The Jeff next
gets,
two
Jeff
are,
gets a point for that.
The next two are,
now he's going to try to guess two more movies that IMDb thinks are her most known for.
Mrs. Doubtfire and Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh.
Two.
You got
Smokey
one
and the Bandit
right.
Two.
You got one right.
Norma
you
Ray.
Got Mrs. Doubtfire yeah. right. And then their fourth choice was The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh. What? It wasn't Eye for an Eye. Not without my daughter.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't any other movie of hers you can name. I've told you what it was.
Yeah,
I like that new Spider-Man, the way they work it into the movie, and like his Spider-Man's gonna be a thing, but we don't have to sit through his whole origin again. It's just like him having a conversation. Yeah, this happened to me. I can do all these things now. All right, so Jeff has 2 points. Yeah.
Solid start.
Solid man. Solid start. Super great start. But anybody can jump in on this one. The first movie of the four that this person was involved with. Sense and Sensibility.
Gabe.
God damn. Whoa. What's happening? Who do you think it is?
Don't get too excited. Jeff told me I wouldn't have to think about peeing while I was on stage. And that has not been the case. Can I recuse
myself? Isn't that funny, though? Like, stand-up comics, we're all used to not having to pee while we're on stage. You don't even feel like you have to.
No.
Because you're on stage in front of people.
We're focused on entertaining the audience, Gabe.
Yeah, what maybe that's your problem, Gabe. You're just sitting there thinking about yourself. So can you make it another 20 minutes, or do you want a restroom break?
Take your mind off.
If I could recuse myself from 1 point, it would be worth it to be
comfortable. Well, we'll see. You buzzed in early, so what's your guess? Sense and Sensibility.
I was thinking about peeing.
You don't even want to try to guess?
Keira Knightley?
Incorrect. Go take a pee. You deserve it.
He did not have a smile on his face. I'm just thinking about peeing.
That was such a fun run that he did. I love that run. All right, so he'll be back. Do either one of you want to buzz in while he's gone? When he buzzed in on Sense and Sensibility, I was like, who does he think? How could he possibly have an answer? And it was just peeing strategy.
I have, of course, and it's going to come as no surprise to anyone in this room, I've never seen that movie.
I haven't either. I couldn't name one person in that movie until I found out Keira Knightley was in it.
I will say this, though. I bet you there's movies that exist that you guys know people that are in it and you haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
but
stop thinking that way.
I'm going to need a while to wrap my mind around.
All right. Let me give you another title.
All right. Sounds better.
Love Actually.
Hold
Jeff.
On. Fuck you, dude. I was gonna...
Emma Thompson.
That's correct.
I wouldn't have got it. I didn't mean that. I apologize. I was just, I was in a fit of blind rage for a second because I thought I would have got it. I was going to say Keira Knightley.
I know, dude. Oh, yeah, she's in both those movies,
yeah, that's
too.
Why I started to say my name, and then I was like, wait, you're stupid. They just said that. It's the wrong answer.
Gabe's back. We didn't even finish the point. That's how magical you are.
I heard everything, too.
Oh, okay. Wait, you couldn't hear me doing an imitation of your run? All right, so Jeff gets to take a swack at 2 more Emma Thompson motion pictures.
Oh, boy.
Can you think of any? I remember that one she was in where she's like...
I could totally Pride and Prejudice and Little Women.
Little British Women. No and no. They listed Nanny McPhee and Howard's End.
Yep. Oh,
those are your favorites. That's what you call your fist before you fight someone, isn't it?
Howard's End or Nanny McPhee. Which one do you want? You're going to have to deal with Nanny McPhee or Howard's End.
So after 2 rounds that ended on Sally Field and Emma Thompson, Jeff has 3 points, and the other 2 guys still need to get on the board.
Yeah. I believe Gabe's on the board.
Got a negative one.
Negative one.
Oh, that's right.
Good point, Jeff.
I was told I wasn't going to put down negative one because I loved his strategy.
A lot of things about Jeff, but he's not a rule breaker. I'll tell you that.
Nope. I love authority. Point out whoever's in charge. What? I'll do whatever they say.
Oh, okay. It's me and listen.
Tell him to do something.
The first movie is The Goonies.
Yeah.
No buzzing in. The next movie is called Throw Mama from the Train.
I don't know her fucking name.
Yeah, there's gonna be no points on this one. The third movie is called Deadly Friend. And the fourth movie, I put this in here just for laughs. The fourth movie is called Scrooged. And the lady that was in all of those and had a very unfortunate face.
Well, that was rude.
It's a very, very, very sweet lady who's no longer with us named Anne Ramsey. Anne Ramsey.
What was she in Scrooge?
She was a lady that walked in and had that face. I couldn't tell you what she did in Scrooge, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's homeless in it? Oh, no.
No, she works at the... Or she's one of the people...
She's homeless, yeah.
When Bill Murray freaks out.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You just put a shawl on her head, and she looks pretty down on her luck.
We know how shawls pick everything.
Yeah.
You pay could the rent with a shawl.
You could put a tiara on her head, and she looks a little down on her luck. I don't like that joke at all. I feel terrible.
It's a good thing we're all perfect looking, Jeff.
I'm a hit in Denver, Sean. Let's stop digging yourself deeper.
I mean, the lady willingly signed on to play an ugly lady in everything she was in. So, you know, rest in peace, Anne Ramsey. Happy Mother's Day if you had any kids. You fucking horrible-looking monsters running around.
I got goosebumps. That is cold-blooded. Cold-blooded, dude. What a dick.
I don't know when to stop anymore. I just feel like I can say anything. It's probably not true. Here we go for the next round. First one out of the gate is a TV program. I hope you guys have heard of it, because I know if you haven't heard of it, then you won't know who's in it. Or if you haven't seen it, then you won't know. I think you guys have seen this, though. The TV show Friends.
I think he was kidding. He probably knew that we were going to.
Yeah. Do you want another one? You're all afraid of the negative point at this point, I'm guessing.
I'll roll the dice, Sean.
Oh, roll them up, buddy.
Hello. Matthew Perry.
Incorrect!
Oh. The whole nine yards.
No, you don't get to...
the whole 10
like
yards.
You get some weird credit for naming movies the guy that was wrong was in.
Serving Sarah.
Stop doing it.
Okay.
It's not always naming all the movies of someone. I'm trying to figure out this one, Jeff. Because the second movie, that was a TV show, but this movie... It's called We're the Millers.
Gabe.
Gabe. Who is it, Gabe?
Jennifer Aniston.
That's correct. Gabe is out of the hole. Sean is alone in the hole.
Took his place.
And Gabe can almost catch up to Jeff if he can name two more Jennifer Aniston things that are on this list. What do you got, Gabe?
I've got one that I can't think of the name of. It's with Alec Baldwin.
Jennifer Aniston, pretty popular actress. A lot of movies. Can you think of any that she was in? I'm just excited that you could end up beating Sean, even though right now Sean knows
Jennifer Aniston movie.
I do indeed.
Yeah.
Can't think of the name.
Nope, he doesn't have any? All right. It's not the most obvious ones, and I don't know what you're saying over there, but please don't. They went with The Iron Giant, and I kind of like this choice, Office Space. The decision to put that on there has a lot of flair. Yeah, I don't blame you for leaving. He's like, that reminds me, I gotta go beat up a computer with a baseball bat.
You know what, I'm done. I'm getting out of here.
All right, so yeah, just the point for Gabe on that one. So Jeff still has 3, and Gabe is back at 0. And the less said about Sean, the better. Okay, I'll say it, because it's a movie title. He's less than 0.
Cut me deep. You cut me deep.
Here's the first movie in the next round. Singing in the Rain. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's somebody that was in both of those.
Sean?
Oh, no, Sean.
No?
We're already underground. How deep do you want to go?
You got to spend money to make money. Elizabeth Shue?
No. Did you think she was a baby and Singing in the Rain?
I don't know what Singing in the Rain is.
Tap dancing?
She was an unborn baby and Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, sure. I'll take it.
All right, so we won't even talk about what's going on with your score.
Negative peace sign.
Yeah. You guys ready for the third one, Jeff and Gabe?
Yeah.
Still guess, right?
No, you're out. Man. Just of this round, you know. Charlotte's Web. Does that help anybody? I doubt it.
Nope.
And finally, the fourth one that's not going to help anybody, a movie called In and Out. Oh! Where Tom Selleck plays a gay guy, and in that one movie, he doesn't have his gay mustache.
I like that.
I don't know
I
that
like
choice.
In and Out. I liked In and Out.
It's not a bad movie.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
All right, so this was a tough one, arguably. Is an actress that was, you know, the lead in Singing in the Rain, so that could make it easy for someone who's very familiar with that movie. Debbie Reynolds. Debbie Reynolds, who also played Mother in the movie. I already brought her up earlier to try to help you guys along a little bit.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
You're welcome. Here's the next round. Starting with Chinatown. Then the next movie is Network.
Jeff.
What do you got, Jeff?
Faye Dunaway.
That's correct. Now, Jeff, for the win, you have 2 chances to name one Faye Dunaway thing.
Mommy Dearest.
2 chances.
And one more chance.
Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway.
I'm kind of hoping you don't succeed.
Well,
I mean, I'm confident you're going to win today, but I would like it to go one more round if that's okay with you.
I swear to God, the only thing I know that she's in is the end of the Great White Open, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers music video.
That's it.
With Johnny Depp and Matt LeBlanc.
Bringing it back to Friends.
Yeah, hopefully we'll mention them all. But... by the time we're done. Okay, so yeah, she was in, you know, who remembers Bonnie and Clyde or 3 Days of the Condor?
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, I remember
interesting
those.
Choice. But she's been in a ton of big movies, and yeah, I guess Mommy Dearest probably didn't make the cut because it's so embarrassing.
Was she in Mommy Dearest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just guessing because you said it earlier. That thing about Debbie Reynolds.
All right, so basically what I did there, what I did there was I just named the actress that's the star of every one of the movies we just played and whose tagline is it anyway? Yeah, and that's not necessarily an easy pattern to detect, but this last one is anybody's game except for the fact that Jeff is the only one who can win. But Gabe could get 4 points and tie it up.
I have to pee again.
Or I could be -6. No, I couldn't.
Yeah, you could pull yourself out of negative points, but there's no embarrassment in that. You played hard and lost hard.
I didn't lose yet, Doc.
Oh, that's true. Jeff would have to guess wrong on the first one, and then you'd have to come in and guess right, and then name 3 more movies from that same person.
I know how games
to catch
work.
Up to Jeff.
I'm aware.
And then I think you still would be one behind him. Here we go. The Terminator.
Jeff.
Who do you think it is?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's correct. Jeff wins with 5 points. But let's see, we could start keeping track of who's got the most points in a game of this. So Jeff, give me 3 more Schwarzenegger vehicles.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day?
No.
Predator?
Yes. You'd think you'd be able to remember this.
Commando?
No. Total Recall? Okay.
Oh, I get it. Remember it. Yeah.
And the film where he was on camera smoking weed, and he's always been a supporter of it, very quietly beyond that movie, Pumping Iron made his top 4 known for us, I guess because that was his big debut. But that means Jeff got 6 points, and we don't need to discuss everyone else because he is the winner. Hey, Aubrey, you want to come down here and get your prize, or do you want to put a restraining order in against Jeff?
Hey. I'll leave you alone.
Here she comes. There you go. You're welcome. It was a good try, Jeff.
What? What was?
Winning the prize bag for a pretty single lady.
You're welcome.
Pass me your name tag there while Jeff gives me his plugs.
My plugs. May 11th, Portland, Oregon, at the Helium Comedy Club.
It's a gas.
May 20th. Second? May 22nd, the Highland
I didn't mean
Ballroom.
To surprise you with this. Should we come back to you?
I honestly, I'm a little surprised. I didn't know that the game was over. I thought we were going to do Last Man Standing. Oh, and so I was a little blindsided.
Did you really just do that?
I didn't mean to do that.
Did you really just get them whipped up for something that is not going to happen?
No, I didn't do that.
It's not going to happen, you guys.
I was surprised. I just...
It's not happening. You know how when I start asking for the plugs, that means we're wrapping it up. I'm in Denver. I've got marijuana to smoke.
June 14th, the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. June 16th, Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, New York. And I'll be selling albums wherever we're smoking dope after this show. Yo!
I'm glad you guys are that excited about Last Man Standing. I really am. Or the show continuing. I'm not sure which one of those things was more exciting to you guys. But, we have a certain amount of time that there's a staff that works here. And the show's supposed to end at 6. I might go a couple minutes over. But I also might end at 5:59 now. Yeah, because I'm a lesson teacher.
And you know what? I'm totally on board with it. I love authority. and rules.
I heard that about you.
Sean, what do you got to plug?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota, greatest city in the world, May 17th. At Total Drag Records. It's hard to get people in other towns to cheer for that. Some of you are pretty nice. Appleton, Wisconsin, May 19th through the 21st. The, what is, Sioux Falls? Fucking, it is not. Anyway, I'll be the Bridgetown Comedy Festival first week in June.
People are listening to this. You're just talking to nothing. The guy said...
I apologize.
Yeah, but I'm saying, repeat what he said that you responded to.
I think he said Sioux Falls
is
the armpit of America.
He said it's armpit of the world?
Oh.
Appleton.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wisconsin is?
You're right, but I'll be there. So, yeah, that's fine. Appleton, Wisconsin, May 19th through the 21st, and then Bridgetown Comedy Festival, Portland, Oregon, first weekend in June. There. I got through it.
You did it. Yeah, it's weird to be heckled during the plugs, but, you know, some cities, some places are armpits, according to other places. Uh-oh. Jeff's got the donuts, and he's left with them. That was not what I had planned either. No one in this building wants to do what I want to do.
He's back there.
Why did you take those away like that?
I didn't do anything. I've been here the whole time.
Why'd you leave those?
Because those, no one wants to eat those. We're going to throw those.
I don't get to decide what we throw, apparently. I don't get to decide what was put on the stage for me and what was for you. That's a huge box of donuts. You really want every one of them?
Yes.
Now he's going back. Let's see what happens.
He's going to play Last Man Standing with the donuts back there. And they suck
now,
at it.
Oh, put it on your chair there and open it up and tell how many donuts are in that fucking thing.
Holy shit.
There's nine?
I don't know, man. This is like what was in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction. I'm positive this is what they look like. This one got fucking Cap'n Crunch on it.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot more than we knew about the case in Pulp Fiction. I don't know if there's any
Cap'n Crunch
in there. But, okay, Jeff, so what are you doing now? Are you pulling hairs off of the donuts?
I'm not doing anything.
Well, there was a weird... What were you doing?
I almost ate that Captain Crunch one, and then I decided not to.
Jeff. I got this, you guys. Decide which ones, maybe two or three of them, that you'd like to eat yourself. And then let's share with the audience. Was a very violent one. It's extremely low ceiling in here.
I don't want to... All these other ones have shit all over them. I'm going to wreck someone's shirt.
Yeah, don't wreck anybody's shirt, please.
Here. All right, here we go. I'll do it like a gentleman. Who wants a donut? Like, who wants to eat the donut? There we go. Yeah, whatever. I don't want to be an asshole. I don't want to wing a donut.
Did the person who brought these go into Voodoo Donuts and say, give me all the messiest ones you have?
They all have shit over.
What's wrong with a plain donut?
You guys would be
furious. I
want to
hit that fucking three men and a baby sign.
Is the baby you? Are you the baby?
Yeah, I am. It's three Matts and a baby. I was like, why is it different guys in all the roles? But it's Matthew Broderick, Matt McConaughey, and who's that middle one? That's you? Okay, good job, Matt.
It's a good sign.
I guess the chocolate side didn't hit, because there's no chocolate stain on there. Which would have been perfect for three men and a baby. Little duty diaper on that kid.
I see someone decided to eat that Cap'n Crunch donut.
How is it, Jeff?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah! What does it taste like? Does it taste like somebody put Cap'n Crunch on a donut?
Yeah. Yeah, but just like... I don't know why it took this long for someone to think of it.
I think it's been around for like a decade. You don't want to talk
about
it.
I don't care, Sean. I just found out about it.
What if I were to say I'm pretty sure I've seen you eat one before?
Not Captain Crunch.
Must have been Fruity Pebbles.
I had one that was a s'mores one. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Well, I'm not eating it right now, so I don't remember.
Did we give away all the donuts? Or do you want to save those for you?
There's like
no,
six
no.
More.
I just wanted to eat this one. You do it. Grab another donut, Sean.
All right, here we go. Give him a good target. Just where's fucking... BB-8?
Did you hear my dad out there? Throw it, Sean.
There he is. Hit BB Nate. Can you hit BB Nate?
Maybe. Yeah! I'm sorry. I know that that hit a person, and I apologize. I tried to pick the cleanest one, but they're all sloppy fucks in here, so, like... Who wants a piece
Voodoo.
Of gum?
Boom! Oh! Voodoo donuts are sloppy fucks. New slogan.
Omaha, Nebraska, last week in May, too. I just remembered that. At the Crom Comedy Festival.
Omaha!
All right, so take away the... now Jeff's going to get the box out of here. Oh, he just...
See that? What a nice guy.
Passed it right to Six Finger Tim. The most deserving audience member. You want one, Rasta Jeff? Rasta Jeff's good.
I like how the lights are just on now.
Yeah, because they
now
don't.
We're chilling.
It's easier to clean up later if you know exactly where the spills are. Oh. That guy wanted a donut more than he wanted
to. Look at it. Is that a finger? It's a finger, isn't it? Is that supposed to be a finger? I'm not throwing another donut. Oh, give the finger one to Tim. Gabe had a good point. Gabe said that. I didn't say it.
It's not a microphone.
It's a finger,
homeboy. Get rid
of it. You dickhead.
Oh. Yeah, that damn ceiling got in the way again.
This is so harsh. I don't operate like this.
There's some serious collateral damage. Wow, that's quite a snack. What?
It's so messy.
Jeff, get your bench. No more.
Well, that was fun, Jeff.
He's throwing it underhand and hitting the ceiling. No excuse for that.
I'm not like known as an athlete.
Yeah, you're more of a mathlete.
Yeah, I threw six donuts.
Good reflexes.
That share.
Maybe you're better at catching
over.
Than pitching.
Doug,
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't know why you guys are laughing, but that is probably true.
Baseball, right? We're talking about baseball?
I thought we were talking about butt plugs. You guys don't like butt plugs here? We're super liberal, but nothing in the butt.
Gabe, does Gabe have any plugs?
Nice transition.
You could see Gabe in the bathroom in a few minutes.
Throw one left-handed, see how cool you look.
Yeah.
You should.
All right, I'm done.
Jeff. Come on, just pretend that I'm in charge and wait until I tell you to throw the donuts.
Okay.
I'm trying to do Gabe's plugs, and you're just hurling them.
No more.
You're throwing like you're a fucking tennis ball machine.
I misunderstood. I thought you wanted me to throw them.
Gabe.
Gabe underscore Dylan on Twitter. Gang Doug with High tomorrow and forever. And the alley as well, out back of this place.
And you don't have any products to push?
Honey Farm.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Thanks.
It is funny that they left the lights up. That is kind of like, it's kind of like saying that the donut throwing is continuing. So go ahead, Jeff. Next time you're doing your plugs, I'll give the other comics donuts to throw while you're trying to get people to listen to what you're trying to say.
I would.
Honestly, I could probably use the time.
Nobody likes that natural one. Look,
I
want to
get that natural born killers one. Give me one.
Business face. Throw like Dennis Eckersley, dude. Sidearm. Oh my gosh.
I hit Mickey and Mallory right in the face. Just Mickey. Do you want to throw one, Gabe?
Really messy. I apologize.
They are fucking messy.
That's, you just threw a bunch of crumbs on everybody.
This
if there's no
mistake.
Solid donuts, we could stop.
It was a magic trick. The donut just disappeared when he threw it.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. I got a plug, I think. Maybe.
Is that okay, Jeff?
Yes.
DougLowesMovies.com. One more time for Jeff Tate, Sean Jordan, and Gabe Dillon!
Now it's time for the new one to call the Hockey Rise and Roll, with you and countless names in hockey. There's no room in his heart for you, cause the Buzz Movies.
It's not even remotely the NQ for the show. Don't know why the music came on, but I'm gonna leave it in because that sort of stuff is fun. It's not because the sound guy is high, I can tell you that. I'm gonna read a couple of shitheads. As I always do. And then after that second one, we get to hear that song again. Fingers crossed. Hickenlooper is a shithead. I know, controversial one, right? But I think we can all agree that having 11 fingers tonight is a shithead.
Now it's time for the to run the hockey. Eyes of gold is you and Cowboys make it hockey. There's no room in his heart for you, cause the